What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where today, all about love. Kind of different. I know I don't really like to talk about relationships on here. So this episode is going to be real special to me.
AKA, that's all we talk about.
AKA, all we talk about is the lack of relationships.
This guy needs love so much. He covered the set in rose petals. I'm just waiting for Mrs. Wright to come.
Yeah, hopefully someone will walk through the door later this episode.
Yeah, I hope so. You know what? We have actually a surprise for you for Valentine's Day.
Fuck out. Who?
Yeah.
Or what?
We have a surprise person on the line.
I do too. I'm intrigued.
Is this Lorraine?
It's your ex-wife.
Lorraine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie. Did you get the flowers I sent you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, we're recording this episode a couple days before Valentine's Day, so you'll probably get in a little bit.
Oh, my God. You must be taking lessons on how to treat your ex from Jason.
Yes. Yeah, it was all Jason's idea, except the 4 male strippers that I'm sending. Those were my idea. And you only have about 30 minutes with them, except the guy with the blue hair. He's going to stick around for an hour. So whatever you need.
I wanted to have my mom call because I wanted to remind you that you did once find love.
I know. I can't believe I was married to you, huh?
And that, you know. Those were the good old days.
The good old 3 days that we had.
It was 3 days, but you said it yourself. It felt like a lifetime.
No, it was fun. You're my favorite ex-husband.
What?
Wow. Hey.
Over Jason's father?
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first. Good. What were you gonna say, Jay?
My mom says you have like a chronic disease. She called me today. She goes,
you have hyperhidrosis.
Yeah, I know. It's my wet hands.
Yeah, there's a cure for that. There's a doctor. He's a specialist down in Orange County.
No, I know.
Come see him.
But you got to think about the positives. Those wet hands really helped me when we were in Hawaii together.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got to hang up.
Okay.
Bye, Lorraine.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
That was my 86-year-old ex-wife, Lorraine, who's Jason's mom. Married to for like a month. And the divorce process took about 3 months. So. We just got back from Colombia. It was me, Natalie, Ilya that went from this house. Uh-huh. It was a real big blast.
Who else went?
Nye and Ilya Devora went with us. Susie Antonian.
Nice.
Jonah Antonian.
Good group.
Colombia is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot to say about it. I don't know. Well, you know, I think we should start with the stereotypes of Colombia, which is like it's dangerous, the Pablo Escobar stuff, mm-hmm. which kind of was like really tough to navigate because it is its history, but like that's not what it's about at all. Like it's not a dangerous place. I mean, I'm sure it is dangerous just as LA is fucking dangerous. Like mm-hmm. You're in the wrong spot in LA, it's horrible. You're in the wrong spot in Chicago, it's horrible. You're in the wrong spot in New York. Like right. Any place is dangerous, but like at no time when we were there, we felt like we were in danger or anything like that. And then we also went to the Pablo Escobar Museum, which like I'm super interested in learning about, but like I also don't want to like, you know, people know enough about it. Like I think it's time to like shed different kind of light on Colombia because there's so much more to it, especially it out of every place we visited. I feel like its culture is like really interesting. It's a really artsy place, mm-hmm. but it was great. We went to this place called Teatron. Mm-hmm. Teatron?
El Teatron.
Teatron. And it's really sick. You walk in. And it's like this huge fucking, like, it's this huge dancing hall. It's like the Shrine Auditorium.
It's like a full city block. Just, it looks like a warehouse from the outside, but you walk in and it's.
Yeah, you walk in and it's like just this big stage, maybe 2,000 seats mm-hmm. of people watching. Like probably like 1,000 people watching. And they're putting on like a drag queen show. They have like magic mic, like male strippers there.
It's like you walked into like, you know, the America's Got Talent set. Like there's an actual like stage, lights,
yeah, with
confetti.
Like fire, with like pyro, like fireworks are coming
different
out.
Different shows coming, happening all the time.
Yeah, different shows all throughout the night. And then like you take a left down a hallway or a right or you go back or whatever. There's 18 tiny, not tiny, there's 18 clubs inside the one thing.
No way.
And
it's like heaven for you.
It was fucking heaven.
How did you decide which club to go to?
I went to all of them. and like I Natalie and Ilya were sitting down and I just walked through all of them. I'm telling you, 18 different places, all different music, all different genres.
Wow.
So you'd go into one room as reggaeton, then you'd go into the next one as all hip hop, and like everyone has like a huge DJ.
Do you have to pay to get into each club or you pay once?
You pay once.
And you go wherever you want.
And it's like what, $5?
It was literally like $3 a person to get in. again. And that was it. There was like, there was no bouncer. You know, like when you go out in LA, it's like, who do you know here? Are you on the list? Or like, there was none of that. You pay $3, you get in, everyone's partying, everyone's having a good time.
That's what's so amazing. Yeah. Is like that like pretentious like attitude is gone there. Like we were talking to this guy named Pope, and he's J Balvin's like DJ. He was like J Balvin's guy. Like they travel everywhere together and do music together. And he was saying how like, even from him, who's like a well-known person, will be like, LA's tough because you have to either know somebody or like you have to be somebody to get into a party or a club. And then even when you get there, you still have to pay like $4,000 for a table. Right. Like this isn't the case. Like this is like anybody can get into this place, which made it so amazing because everybody was there. I would assume there was like in total like 4,000 or 5,000 people in the building.
At least, yeah.
And it's like everyone's walking around. It's really interesting because every room is different music, but it doesn't drown itself out. Right. So you'll like walk into one and you'll get the experience, but you don't hear the other music. And then you walk out into the hallway, you go to the next, and there's bars set up everywhere you can buy drinks. And like people, instead of buying cups, they're buying the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Like people are just walking around with a whole tequila bottle because it's like $2 for a fucking tequila bottle.
What?
Yeah, it's, dude, it's an insane place. DoorDash.
So you guys know how I like sell my clothing online.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered, you know how like some girls will like sell their feet pics or their underwear or whatever. And I've always been like, wow, like
starting?
No, I'm not.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not starting. But I've always wondered and like, wow, like there's some girls make like really great money doing that. And so I just sold like a bunch of my stuff online and there was one buyer that bought all of my used sports bras and like workout shorts today.
And you don't find the address for these things, right? This is...
Was it you?
You wouldn't be able to trace it back.
No, but I've never had... Like, I've never experienced something like that before. And it was, like, some man... I mean, the username is a man. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. But they bought literally, like, 22 items of all my sports bras that I listed and all my workout shorts.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, $550.
Now, is that empowering or is that gross?
I was pretty, like, grossed out. But I was also like, whoa, is this, like, kind of crazy? Like, I didn't know that was, like, a real thing that people do, you know?
Someone accidentally sold my underwear once. I don't know if it was you or something.
It was your pants.
It was my pants. And like, I was freaked out by it. Mainly because you've sold some of my shit before. Which I don't know why she does. She'll like go into my closet and she'll be like, fuck it. I'm running out of things to sell. Let me fucking sell David's shit. You've done that before. And then I get like a tweet the next day and it's like, look at everything David has in his pocket. Doesn't even empty my fucking pockets. It's like my 5 gum. Like it's so...
It's like parking valet tickets.
Yeah, like
shit.
It's so fucked up. And this like random person now has it in Louisiana, like going through my pockets. And I'm like, Matt, if you're going to steal my clothing, like make sure it's fucking empty.
Well, it was one time.
To
empty the
one time. I also don't sell your clothing ever. I don't know why or how your pants got in there, but it was like his like infamous plaid pants that he wore on like every carpet, every night going out.
Which is like terrifying. Like I don't know what's on those pants. Yeah. Like it's gross.
Yeah, or DNA or...
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm asking like... I guess it must be kind of terrifying to like, so like what if you're on, you know, you sell your underwear, you didn't sell your underwear, but like your DNA's on your underwear and you're fucking framed for some kind of a crime.
All my stuff's been washed.
Like Natalie murdered this person and then rubbed her vagina on him apparently. Ew, like that's what it could be.
What day are the sports bras coming to you?
On Monday. Okay. Yeah, I did the fast shipping. Fast anonymous shipping.
You did the fast shipping.
I got to pick it up in my P.O. box. that's pretty cool though, Nat. I love that you have hustles like that.
Yeah, you know, it's
Wait, did
grind.
The story end or did we just start talking?
Well, that was kind of the story.
Oh, right, that the man bought the sports bras.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you were going to link it to Colombia because that's what we were talking about. I thought you, like, you met the man in Colombia.
No.
And he was
no.
wearing your sports bras.
No, I don't know who this man is, but apparently I have a little secret
admirer.
Yeah,
if you're the man and want to DM Natalie and come be interviewed on this, we'd love to talk to you about why you ordered those sports bras. And we'll blow your face.
Blow your face. Our sports, like,
Natalie,
what?
Natalie will blow you.
Are sports bras hard to get? Like, maybe it was somebody that really just... Wanted sports
no, I mean,
bras?
They bought it,
you think it was a guy?
It was 22 items that they purchased.
Oh, they bought all at once. Clear the shelf. Yeah, you don't
all at once.
We were in the Columbia airport and this girl came up to me and she goes, I'm such a big fan. And I'm like, hi, I'm David. And she's like, no, like, I really love you. And I was like, thank you so much. And she's like, can I kiss you? And it's like a really interesting thing because like, I mean, I guess like, I said no. Then I thought of it like she's a supporter. Don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah, that's an odd situation to be in. You're
it's
like,
a weird question to ask.
Part
Can
of your
I kiss
mind's
you?
Like, yeah, that would be an interesting story.
But like, dude, people have to travel more. It like changes your entire life.
Perspective.
And like now I'm getting better at like understanding people, I think. Like this episode, like more so like I'm actually learning from these trips, which I didn't think I would. Like I'm learning more about people and like what they enjoy and stuff. And I didn't think I would.
What's something you learned this trip?
It's not like a specific thing that I can pinpoint, but I'm like just starting to feel for people more. Mm. Like I'm just starting to like feel closer to like every human in general. Like like you have those epiphanies where you're like looking at like traffic or you're looking at like a skyscraper and you'll be like every one of those people has a life, you know, like that, like realization. I think you get a lot more of that when you're in these countries and you're meeting all these strangers and they're so passionate about their country and they're so passionate about like where they're from and you've never heard of it, but they have so much love for it. It's like so eye opening. Like you love this place that I didn't even know existed. You have a million things to say about this city and this small country. And I'm like in this bubble in LA where like all I know is like social media, Instagram posts, Facebook posts. And like, it's so different there. Like the values are so different. Guys, for our next segment here, Jason, you've prepared a little romantic.
Yeah, prepared a little Valentine's Day game.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Who's the better, kisser, me or Nat?
Yeah. Whoa. No.
Okay. Let's play.
All right. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Newlywed Game. I'm your host, Jason Nash. We have three amazing couples here today. Some beautiful, beautiful couples, all from Los Angeles.
Ew.
Let's meet our couples first. We have Heath and Mariah. How long have you guys been dating?
Hey, how's it going?
Not sure.
Pretty sure it's around 4 years.
Six.
It's been six.
No way.
No, we don't have an anniversary, so we just kind of wing it. It's okay. Like 4 years, though.
Let's pick a date. What's a good date?
April 11th.
April 11th would be nice.
It's your birthday, ass.
It's Todd's birthday.
And what do you guys like to do with yourselves in your spare time?
Ooh, gross.
And dirt.
Nasty.
You're a dog. We just like to hang out and walk.
Okay.
Hang out and walk?
Feed the squirrels.
Boring.
Yeah. All right, let's meet couple number two. It's Todd and Natalie. He's from Huntington Beach. She's from Chicago, Illinois. And you guys are a wonderful couple. How long have you guys been dating?
Thanks, Jim. We're kind of in the same situation. You know, we kept it a secret and we never had a solid date. But around April, so maybe 2 years.
Okay, what do you guys like to do in your spare time?
Well, a lot of things, but we can't say most of them on camera.
Honestly, we just like to watch a lot of TV and a lot of movies.
Can we go?
And our third couple today, David and Ilya.
Hi, guys. I'm David. This is...
My name's Ilya, and we fuck each other's brains out.
So
lucky.
It's actually a funny story how we met. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you know this, but we're swingers.
Okay.
So yeah, so we have, Ilya actually was swinging with Natalie one night, and I met him on the helicopter pad. He was trying to kiss Natalie.
Yep, and it didn't really work, so I was like, well, I guess David's my only option.
And now we're here together. No, but the I do think that Ilya and I know each other just as much as these real couples do, so this will be interesting.
That's right.
I hope so. You've known each other for like 20 years.
Yeah,
you guys got a
head
unfair
start.
Advantage.
Yeah, but if we're being completely dead ass, I have not done anything sexual with Ilya.
Yes.
I want to be sure like that people understand that like it doesn't go past a friendship as of now.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Let me smell your fingers.
Every day almost.
Oh, we have a little surprise that's coming in right now. Ooh.
Oh.
Todd went out of his way to get some flowers from Natalie.
Wow.
I picked them myself in Jason's yard.
That means he knows he's going to lose the game, so this is his way of being like, you know.
I'm a smart gambler.
But I
did this. I actually got you something, too. Can you check your phone?
Yeah, you just PayPal me $10,000?
Yes, wow. I did. Yeah. Oh,
whatever.
Wow, what a good friend.
Money can't buy love.
We'll see how much these two make in the next couple of years. All right, guys, this is the Newlywed Game. If you don't know, we basically asked the boys a bunch of questions beforehand, and now the girls and David will have to just go through the questions and decide what their partner picked. All right, guys, let's play the Newlywed Game. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see who knows who best. The first question, over to Heath and Mariah. Mariah.
Yeah, hey.
We asked Heath, who is more emotional, you or Heath? What do you think Heath said?
Me.
Hey!
Winner,
that's
winner.
A point.
If you spell my name right.
Todd, over to you.
Oh, is the same question?
Yeah, who is more emotional?
Can we call in for a favor or no?
There's
no favor. No lifeline.
We don't need to phone a friend. I'm kidding. It's definitely Todd. 100% Todd.
Okay, said Todd.
See? I agree.
Hey!
So far, I could have answered these. This one's, these are pretty simple.
All right, all right. And right. Now over to David and Ilya, the cute couple from Vernon Hills.
I would say I'm 100%. I think I'm more emotional than Ilya.
Let's see.
He said Ilya.
Oh, what? Whammo!
Bro, I don't know. I watched Artificial Intelligence for the first time yesterday, and I cried for 15 minutes. Like, through the end scene, like, through all the credits.
Bro, you make us look like fucking idiots. Are you serious?
David, get ready for Ilya's answers. They are fucking off the wall.
Natalie, that was dumb.
I think you guys are kind of tied. You guys are emotional in different settings. It's so different.
100%, I think David's more emotional.
Yeah, definitely. Ilya's like a, ooh, business. I'm like.
That's true, I have emotion.
Yeah, but Ilya's like more like sentimental and like.
Oh, here we go. First fight.
All right, let's move on. I'm over this game.
The next question, over to Mariah and Heath. Mariah, who is Heath's celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know celebrity names.
Shania?
Shania Twain.
Oh, what? Damn.
Mariah! Damn.
Heath, tell her what happened.
So I said I don't have a celebrity crush. I was like, if there's anybody that she would think of, it would be Shania Twain.
Bingo.
But you're a celebrity and you're...
Thank you.
Yeah, Jason.
You mean it? You think I'm a celebrity? Cute.
Amazing.
Jason, I haven't had a celebrity crush since high school, so I don't know if this one counts.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's try it. Natalie,
I honestly don't know.
Who's Todd's celebrity crush?
Okay, Todd's celebrity crush. Who's like somebody hot in Hollywood?
Pick someone.
Karina Kopp. No, I'm just kidding. Uh-oh.
Yeah, ooh, it's tea. I don't know. I want to say like Megan Fox or something.
Yeah, she's hot too.
Should we do
his? Transformers?
Should we do
Todd? Todd, she flips it. It's like a list of 40 names.
Wait,
I couldn't choose one, baby.
Flip it. Yeah, flip it.
What do we got here?
That's
a good one.
Who was
that's
it?
A good one.
That's when I was like 20. So I just.
So now I have to guess who's Ilya's celebrity crush?
Yeah, who's Ilya's celebrity crush?
Who's got the blondest hair and the biggest tits in all of Hollywood?
Hey, nah. Okay.
I mean, it's definitely a porn star.
No, it's not.
Oh, you have like a proper celebrity crush?
Well, I don't know if
she's Alexis Texas.
Dave, you should you should be able to get this.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, just by like a...
this one's super fucking easy. I don't know why. This is super easy. I don't even know.
It's right in front of him. He's not thinking that way, but he should be able to get it.
I mean, just by like thinking my head goes like to his type, it goes to Scarlett Johansson or Kate Upton. That's where I'm at right now. I'm going to go with Kate Upton.
I was actually going to say Kate Upton, but I said
Lena Perez.
Okay, I wasn't thinking in that direction. Yeah. I thought we were like thinking like actresses.
No.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, Lena Perez. I mean, he brings up Lena like every trip we're on. Like we'll be in Dubai or Colombia, and he'll be like, imagine if Lena just showed up right now.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Over to Heath and Mariah. Ew. Who is a better kisser?
Heath.
What did he say? He said he.
Oh,
Heath.
You're a great kisser.
I didn't say anything.
Heath, prove
I
it. Said it.
Prove
I know.
It. Heath, prove it.
Defensive. Make out.
Prove it.
I'm surprised David didn't say that. Yeah, prove it.
I was going to say, but I was like, I've already hit on them once.
Once?
Because I hit on you guys about two questions ago, and I was going to say, I'll close my eyes, you guys both kiss me, and I'll tell you. But then I was like, reel it back, Dave, reel it back.
Who's the better kisser, me or Todd?
Wow, this one's actually tough.
Yeah, I really don't know.
So, Natalie, you think you are a good kisser?
I think so, yeah.
I would say they're probably both okay kissers.
Yeah, Natalie's really good, definitely, for sure.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm good, too. Remember that one night?
I do.
let me take that back.
Let Ilya answer.
Okay, I'm going to say me.
Okay.
Okay.
Todd said Todd.
Ooh.
Look at him smile. He's like, yeah, it's me.
Todd. All right, Dave. Over to Dave.
When it comes to kissing.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
I have a feeling he said himself because he's a little fuck, but I'm going to go with me.
I agree, but I did say myself.
It's Ilya.
Hey, they got it right.
I feel like you're like tongue pokey, like very like lips, and then like no, I like no, quick, not a fucking lizard. I mean, no, I actually am. I am a good kisser, but I have seen you make out with somebody, and it was really good.
David,
wait,
sensual.
Who did you see me make out with?
Wait, what?
I forgot that was that person.
All right, let's go over to our next question. We're finding out all kinds of cool stuff today. Heath and Mariah, over to Mariah. Mariah, yes. If Heath was cast in a Hollywood movie, who would you cast? What actor would play Heath?
In the way future, Clint Eastwood.
Ooh.
Yeah, what a good one. Compliment.
Or Sal Volcano.
All right, let's see that answer.
Sal Volcano! Oh my God! That was so sexy. Fuck. Tone it back. Tone it back.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was nice is what I meant to say.
A good win for them.
Good win. Yeah,
They're going to have a great Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, Elle. What are we doing for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. I was planning on actually leaving the state.
We're going we're vacationing.
Where are you guys going?
Where are we going?
Wherever you want,
crazy.
Man. Wherever you want, baby.
Probably like Oregon.
Nice.
Oregon. We're going to check out the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, we are.
All right, here we go. Over to Natalie. Natalie, if they were to cast Todd in a Hollywood movie, who would play him?
Okay. There's probably like 45 people that I can name to play Todd.
You can't pin anybody down.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was thinking about myself, because I always say this, that like...
Makes it about her. But go ahead.
Well, because I always say that you look like Sharkboy, like Taylor Lautner. So that's like an obvious one for me.
Yeah,
that's
what we had.
But if I'm thinking like Todd, I want to say somebody like Christian Bale or something.
Oh, I could actually see that.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. It was very nice.
Very American Psycho vibes.
Very Psycho vibes. Yeah. Okay, what'd you say?
Leo.
Oh my God.
Of course.
Oh, I just went with Leo because I thought you would think that I would think that I could be Leo.
I know you thought I thought
I'd be Leo, you know?
You guys are in such a fucking crazy wavelength. Like,
if I
fucking fifth dimension.
So I literally said Shark. I said Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy.
You did say Shark Boy.
And
then
like Leo, she's going to think how I think, but. Almost. Yeah, that was good.
If I was answering that question, I would have said Leo. Like, no question.
I would have said Leo for Todd. Well, I answered that because I was thinking that you were going to think that I thought that you were going to think that I thought.
All right, over to Dave and Ilya. David.
Yeah.
If Ilya was cast in a Hollywood movie, who would play Ilya?
Mr. Bean. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God.
Duh.
You wish.
David, you are so like... the wife that's been married too long and is just not into her husband anymore.
Wouldn't you want to be Mark Wahlberg, huh? Mark Wahlberg combined with The Rock.
Okay, guys, here we go. Heath and Mariah. Mariah, who said I love you first?
Oh.
Me? It was kind of at the same time, but I was like a second behind.
Let's see.
Was it like 1, 2, 3, I love you?
At the same time?
It was me. That's my answer.
Oh, you don't like sharing. Okay.
Mariah! She got it right!
He said it directly after. That's what
I love you. I love you too.
Yeah. Wait, how did it go? Where were you? Walk us through.
We were on the billboard across the street from Saddle.
Oh my God. So you guys were both hammered?
And that... I said I love you before he asked me to be his girlfriend. And then he asked me and then he said he loved me too.
Wait, he asked you to be...
It all happened in one night.
Oh my God.
He asked you to be... Okay, so for those of you guys that don't know, there's a billboard across from Saddle where Heath, when he's really fucked up, will climb up it, pull his pants down, and he'll flash all of West Hollywood and Saddle Ranch.
What better place?
That's right, you know? It's a special, you know,
yes.
Spot for me.
Yeah, it's like an artifact place. It's very special for Heath. And that's where you popped the question?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Was that after or before you pants Saddle Ranch?
I showed my dick right after.
I did it! Yeah. Suck my dick, Holly!
Six more weeks to winter.
Wait, I have a question. Asking for myself, if I were to get a girlfriend at one point in my life...
Could you use that?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. If I were to get a girlfriend, do I ask the girl, can you be my girlfriend? Or is it just like, she kind of knows that she's my girlfriend? How does that work?
You should definitely ask...
Yeah, I mean, guys. Fucking idiot. You gotta go.
You're weirdo.
You gotta ask the question. You gotta be like, would you like to...
Oh, would you like to be my girlfriend?
I mean, you can just say, do you want a date? Like,
okay. Yo, have you seen the clips of Ilya's podcast on TikTok?
They're going...
It's
they're
literally really like good. Joe saying something and Ilya being like, what? It'll be like, have you heard about water? And Ilya's like, no fucking way. That's every TikTok clip. He's like, yeah, you can get it at the store. It's bottled. He's like, you can just fucking go and buy it? He's like, yeah, what do you mean?
Not true. We have cool facts.
Yeah, you do. All your podcast is good.
All the clips I see are fun facts. And it's so fucking annoying because his facts will pop up on the feed and then he'll be like, yo, Dave, have you seen this one? And they're all his own clips. And he makes me watch like the full 60 seconds of him sharing a fun fact with Joe when he could just straight up tell me.
Right. Well, the one I show you is like edited and nice, you know.
Right. Okay.
He's proud.
Natalie, who said I love you first? Todd or you?
Bro, Todd.
I think we can all answer.
Yeah, Todd probably 8 months before they even met.
Does it really matter? I mean, it's like tomato, tomato almost at this point.
Tomato.
What do you mean? It's not tomato, tomato. You said it like literally like the moment we fucking started talking. Todd. Todd, Todd, Todd.
That's really funny.
That's cute. Dave, you and Ilya have been together for a long time. Who said I love you first?
Well, I'm trying to answer this in like a serious way. Like, did you answer it seriously too?
No, well, not really. My honest answer is I don't think that we've ever actually said that to each other.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
What?
God.
This reminds me of I Love You, Man.
Can we try it now?
No. Yeah, this is nice.
No, we don't have to. But I would say you would say it first.
I feel like you definitely say it. You've definitely been like drunk, been like, I love you, man.
Yeah.
For sure. If we're drunk,
I'd say it first. If we're not drunk,
when Dave is drunk, I'm not even joking. He's like borderline trying to fuck me.
I believe you.
I'm going to go with Ilya said I love you first. David. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Right, I just imagine you being drunk, like Nat said. And
that was really sweet.
Okay. Well, that is true then, because that's how I answered it too.
Okay. Mariah, moving on to our next question. Mariah, where did you and Heath first meet?
At his apartment on Kling Street.
Let's see the answer. Yeah.
Heath's apartment.
Ooh, yeah.
That's where I met Heath first too.
Okay. Todd and Natalie.
Where did we first meet? We met on Bellingham at the house, at the old house you guys used to live at.
At Todd's old house.
Todd's old house.
That's not true.
Oh my God, one of my favorite memories.
That's not true. I met you when you and Reggie came.
Yeah, let's talk about that in a sec.
I met you at Bellingham when you first came.
Sure.
That was the first time I met anybody. I walked in. You guys were drunk all having a pool party at the house.
That doesn't count.
Oh, that's when Natalie chugged the beer in his vlog.
Yeah, I chugged
right?
The beer.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean,
You told me that you saw me at that party and you were like, Dave, who is that? No, and David was like, no, she was a boyfriend, Todd.
For some reason in my mind, it's when I met you at Terry View and I thought I asked Dave the same question.
That's my old house. Yes.
At Dave's old house.
My favorite memory is when, I don't know who Todd thought was answering the door. Alex Ernst?
Yeah.
Todd thought Alex Ernst was coming in, so he took all his clothes off, put his penis between his legs. He like tucked it in, and he opened the door, and it was Natalie. And Todd's face was fucking amazing. And I think that's kind of what had them hit it off.
Okay, let's go over to Dave and Ilya. Where did you first meet the love of your life, Ilya?
Whoa, this is big. But I'm just going to take a wild guess. I think in middle school.
Yeah. I remember exactly where it was. I remember exactly how it happened.
Ooh.
What?
Whoa.
This is crazy because I have no idea how we first met. I would say Mr. Howitt's class.
No, it was in the hallway in middle school. It was in the hallway.
I pushed him into the locker. You were like, kissed him on the neck.
No, you were like running towards me or like towards John or somebody because I was with somebody you knew. And I remember you had your glasses on, long hair. Yeah.
Because the way it happened, I've told the story before, and our friend John knew him, and Ilya moved away for a little bit. So like in elementary school, he moved away, but John knew him from like way back when because they lived next to each other. And when Ilya, there was rumors that he was coming back to our school. John was like, wait till you meet Ilya. He's the best. We were best friends. Mm. And then I went up to Ilya and I was like, you know John. And he goes, who? Now we're all friends.
Yeah. No, I do remember John now. I remember John.
Yeah.
Just now.
Okay, here we go. Mariah, we asked Heath what his favorite physical feature about you is. What did he say?
It's embarrassing if you get it wrong. Like, if I was like, my ass.
My ass.
He's like, no, your eyes. It's either ass or eyes. I'm going to say ass.
Coolie. What's
that?
Coolie? Oh, her ass. Yeah. Like her cooler.
Coolie. Thank you, Todd. Back me up.
Okay.
We're too young.
Nat and
what
Todd.
Are you doing?
Nat.
What
is Todd's favorite physical feature about you?
Todd likes to pretend and tell me that it's my brain and my heart, but I know it's my ass.
Yeah, it is your ass, but I made sure with Jason. I'm like, this is physical, correct?
Yes.
Physical.
Physical.
What
is it?
Ass. Yeah, I love how he didn't even say it, but he just went, fucking ass.
All right, over to the boys.
What's whose favorite feature about who?
My favorite feature about you.
Yeah.
Physical. Fuck. Are you answering this seriously? Yeah. My penis.
His answer is
I've never seen your penis.
Yeah, but I feel like we talk about it so much.
You haven't seen his penis? Yeah,
you have.
Weirdly,
I haven't.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen it.
You want to?
Huh?
Okay. All right. Let me answer it again.
Okay.
My height.
It's good.
No. You want to know my answer?
Yes.
Your fingernails.
Show it, Ill.
Ew. Oh my God, they're so long right now too. I'm so embarrassed. Why?
Because they're not like regular human fingernails. They're like square.
No, you have.
Let me see.
Show
no,
the
they're
nails.
They're really long, but.
Long at all, David. You're just such a weirdo with your fingernails.
Oh.
Dave, every time I turn on the ADD, I picture your hands turning the ADD on with your little fingernails.
Are it's my
the,
fingers weird?
No,
yeah,
it's just.
I mean, I think so.
No,
like,
they're so weird.
Tell us specifically.
Let's see. Dude, you got a weird fucking fetish going on here.
Yeah, man. Your toes.
All right. Didn't get that one right. That was an odd answer.
Yeah, that was a really weird answer.
Fingernails. I thought he was going to say your ass.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, he does have a nice fucking. Badonk.
Cool. We were trying to help Ilya too. We're like, this is what David might say. And he was like,
nope,
fingernails. All right, here we go. Three more questions. Mariah, yes. How are you doing? You having fun?
Good. Yeah, I'm having a blast.
Okay, good.
Because we're winning.
Pete's girlfriend?
That is Pete's girlfriend. Yes.
David.
Been gone a while Mariah. In Colombia. He doesn't remember much. Mariah, do you and Heath have a song? And what is it? What song is your song?
Daddy's Truly. Lambo by Yellow Wolf.
There's no way he picked one song.
I had to pick. We have like a bunch of songs that we're like, oh, look, it's on. You know what I mean?
That's how he reacts.
I get really excited.
Poppin' Pussy for Santa Claus by Heath Hussar.
Thousand Highways? Probably not.
Close.
Oh.
10,000 hours.
Very close. Oh. A couple thousand off.
Not bad.
Not bad.
10,000 hours That's by good. Dan and Shay. All right.
Cute.
Okay, Nat.
I mean, I think the obvious answer, I hope, is Natalina by Toddie Smith, an original.
Is it banger?
Natalina! That is a classic.
It is a banger.
That is the only correct
I can't
answer.
Believe that happened. Wait, did that happen before you guys started dating? Or was
yeah.
that...
Yeah, I was on tour and I told her I was going to write a song about her.
I was on the tour where you guys lost all your money.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I told you. I was like, you should write a song about me.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. It was requested.
Well, so, you know what I always thought?
Less
like,
romantic.
I always thought growing... less romantic, I know. But I always thought like growing up, I was like, oh, like having a song written about me would be like really cool. That would be like...
Todd, did Natalie make you like work for it like on purpose? Like what? Like do you think that she was playing hard to get like on
yeah,
purpose?
Yeah, once it gets 3 million streams, then I'll say
yeah, like shit like
gotta be a bop.
Like, I feel like that's how Natalie is. Like, if you want me, you gotta bend over backwards for me.
I worked for everything. I worked really hard. I was pretty persistent.
Well, I agree.
Even when I was gone, like on tour, I was very persistent.
Yeah, Todd, good work, man. Like, for real.
Like, I don't think Natalie's. I don't think.
He's like,
did it.
Put in way more work than I did.
I don't think there's ever gonna be anyone in the world where Natalie would ever be like, I like this guy right off the bat. Natalie's like a person you have to work for no matter who you are. Like, you could be like fucking literally Jesus Christ and like he'd have to put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's one of her best features.
That is true. That is a good feature.
All right, boys. This is you and Ilya's song.
So if I had time to think about this, I would definitely have a really good answer. And then Dave would be like, oh, yeah, totally. But I didn't have time. So it's one of the most more recent ones that I've showed you.
We're the worst couple. the one by Glass Animals?
Yeah.
Life Itself?
Yep.
Oh! Wow! That's impressive.
Come back, Todd.
Wow. That's impressive.
Let's go.
LeBron down 3-1. Yeah, Obert down 3-1. He's coming back.
Coming back. Don't count him out. Mariah, what word did Heath use to describe you when you guys first met?
Obnoxious, annoying, loud. I don't know. Oh, aww, funny.
That's
obnoxious.
Oh, my
really
God.
Sweet. But you are That's
really
a point.
Obnoxious.
One more, Heath.
But you are really obnoxious.
Yeah, thank you.
The second one seemed meaner than the first.
It's dead silent.
Yeah, you are obnoxious. Because the mic wasn't up to his mouth, but the way he repeated it made it sound like he was being mean. You're annoying, bitch.
Oh, God.
All right, Nat.
I want to say the word... Scrumptious.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Whoa. What?
Let's go.
Whoa, that's insane.
Good. What the fuck?
We're back on the board. Damn, Todd, that's impressive.
Todd, I don't know why, but Todd calls me scrumptious like 8 times a day.
Aww.
It's like literally all he says.
I want to eat you up.
That's really cute.
Wow, you guys have like a lot of behind the scenes stuff. That's pretty adorable.
David still doesn't believe you guys are dating. The way David talks about it, he's like,
what's going on here?
Wait, this would be actually a really cool elaborate prank to play on Dave if we weren't, but we are.
Oh, that would
be just
great.
Be a really funny prank.
It'd be like so fucked up. No.
All right. David.
I mean, just guess. It's not good.
Motivated. It's so boring. Holy shit. Like, if
you were
I'm
motivated.
In middle school?
You were like 12.
Yeah. What was your middle 12, school?
12, I was
self?
Most more motivated than I am now.
Hi, Ilya. My name's Dave, and I'm motivated.
Yeah, right? I would not have called you motivated at 12 years old. I would have called you like geeky
see,
or dorky.
You didn't see the vision.
No. You weren't fucking with the vision.
Okay, I'd say clammy or geeky.
Yeah, well, that's close.
Ooh, nerdy. We'll take it, nerdy. Nerdy. We'll take
that's
it. Nerdy.
That's actually a combination of clammy and geeky.
Yeah. What is clammy?
Like, bro, come here. You're on my show called Touch My Hands. It's my favorite part.
My guys, mom says you have a disease.
They're gonna react. You got, what do you got? They're gonna react to my sweaty hands. Heath, your mind's gonna be blown. Ready? This is Heath Hussar reacting to my sweaty hands.
Oh my God.
Bro, the mic is literally wet, bro.
It's unreal.
Fuck? It's unreal.
It's like
I could
the Pacific.
I literally use it as a highlighter.
Insane.
Do you
insane.
Use that as lube?
No, I don't like masturbating when I'm sweaty. Oh,
okay.
Is that what you're referring
wow.
to?
Wow.
You got hyperhidrosis?
Yes. Yes. But it's mainly when I hold the mic. Get
last right, question. Here we go.
Whoever loses breaks up.
Mariah, what's the weirdest place you guys have had sex?
The bedroom.
Let's see what she said. What he said.
Waiting till marriage.
It's for my Italian Catholic mother.
I was going to say the bed, but then I was watching your back. Your parents are probably going to see this.
Oh,
waiting really till sweet. Marriage.
Okay, that counts as half a point for being sweet.
Todd and Nat.
Can I just guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
David's bed.
No. He's not a fucking it. Sick freak like you.
Why is that sick?
I had sex in Natalie's bed.
Exactly. My point.
Oh. With Hill.
I don't know. In the kitchen, maybe? Or
shit, I forgot.
Natalie's favorite spot. She can feed her mouth and feed her ass.
kitchen or, I mean, like, the like most rebellious sex we've had was in my room, right?
That's what I told Jason.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean in your how is that rebellious?
Because we were this is like when we first started like hooking up or dating or whatever, and every single one, I think all 25 of our friends were in the living room at your old house, and we had the door wide open.
Oh, that's so hot.
And we were having sex and nobody.
You wanna know a fun fact?
What?
All 25 of us were pushed up to right to the edge of the door brim listening. Like
no,
right
you weren't.
Yeah, right where the door opens. We were right in the hallway.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
No, I'm kidding.
Jason, I told you that one, but it was too long to write down.
Yeah,
right?
Todd did say that.
So the answer is David's house?
Well, I would say place would be kitchen because David's house thing is a little bit, but I don't know.
David's bed!
I was just trying to have fun with
it. I was like, wait, have we? I have no idea.
I think we can give it to Heath and give it to
okay,
Todd.
Yeah, because I originally said...
Right, because that was what they were going to write. All right.
Cool.
Last question, last couple.
If we win this, could we win the entire game?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
So David, okay. David.
You're definitely not going to win this.
The weirdest place you and Ilya have had sex.
Okay, so now, in a serious way, how did you answer it?
You want to see?
No. But like, how did you answer? Did you be like the weirdest place you've had sex or the weirdest place I've had sex?
No, well, we haven't had sex right yet. So right. My answer was something along the lines of
where
that.
You hoped the first time would be?
No. I just said something like pretty generic. Do you want to see?
He gave a funny answer.
Yeah, go. Maybe one day. Aww.
Oh my God, your love story is so sweet.
Thank you.
That was fun, right? Did you guys have fun?
That was great.
That was pretty
good. Thanks for having us on the show, Jay.
Yeah, anytime. Dave, anything you want to plug? Anything you want to plug?
Oh, my views podcast. Year, Jay.
Oh, no, you're on it.
Oh, fuck.
Scratch that.
The decoration is so good.
Todd, anything you want to plug?
We got Unfiltered right here.
Hey. Unfiltered?
And then I'll plug my podcast, too, The Good Boys.
The Good Boys.
There's three different podcasts here.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Nice little collab we got going.
Show me what I'm looking for.
Unfiltered. You can catch Unfiltered on YouTube and Spotify. You can catch The Good Boys. That's Todd's podcast. Natalie's podcast.
It's right here, baby.
It's right here.
Right here, baby.
Ilya and Joe's podcast. Lightweights. Lightweights. It's called Lightweights. And of course, me and David and Natalie's podcast, Views.
Don't forget about male models.
Yo, chill.
Oh, male models.
Male models.
Yeah, Josh Peck.
Very funny guy. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for playing the newlywed game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.